Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's my pleasure to talk with you this morning about stewardship. And as you may have noticed, probably most of you received a letter this past week. The theme of this year's stewardship campaign is making a difference. And what I thought about when I heard that, I thought, what does that say to me? What is, you know, different about St. John's? What does it mean? And some scripture occurred to me, or I was reminded of it, from Romans, which talks about the different parts of all of us and how we fit together. It says, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us." Now, when I think about St. John's, and Barbara and I have been members here for 21 years, so many memories come to the fore of the different talents and qualities of people here. I can only mention a few of them. I mean, the church bazaar coming up in another month is one of them, where you have people from all parts of the church coming together to reach out to our community, to provide, whether it's White Elephant, or that wonderful sports equipment which some of us in fits of aspiration purchased and were only too happy to donate, and seeing everyone in the church moving about preparing this day, which is one that brings a lot of joy to the community. That's one example. Another one which I had the pleasure of being involved with for a number of years is our Christmas pageant. Christmas will be upon us before we know it. And I think it was for 7 years I was directing the Christmas pageant. The first time I volunteered, our minister at the time, Tom Nickel, he came up to me and said somberly, "Bless you, Paul." I didn't know what he meant, but I soon did, because, I think in some of the years we had up to 40 or 50 children involved, and the parents, everyone, where they were preparing costumes, trying to wrangle the children, trying to fit them into their animal costumes. It was just a remarkable chaos. And at the first couple of rehearsals, I tried to think to myself, now how am I going to hold it all together? And then I hit upon the thought that maybe if I pretend that I actually am confident, I will fool enough people that I will gain their respect. Well, I don't know about that, but the clinching moment that I will never forget, I think it was at the dress rehearsal of one of them, one of these pageants, which are always particularly challenging at the end because there's a procession when we all sing the hymn. I forget which one it is, but you know the one I mean, where all the angels are fluttering about. And then the angels, the shepherds, the animals, everyone is supposed to process around the church. And if it doesn't go right, then there's huge traffic jams here. And I was trying to steer this all. I was standing right there in the middle of the church. And there are parents everywhere, you know, nervously looking, taking pictures. You know, and this was like the big moment. Was it going to happen? And, well, of course, the procession did not go quite right, and Dr. Mackey was playing the organ, and eventually I just had to say stop, and then I was going to try to direct everyone from there, and it took about a minute for everyone to get quiet, and then I was just about to give my stage direction when all of a sudden one of the little animals dressed as a pig came running with lightning speed around here, flew down the aisle, threw herself, hugged my knees, and looked up at me and said, "I'm Piggy." It's these moments that, you know, show that we are all a community with all of our qualities and weaknesses and everything, it's beautiful. Another scriptural verse which occurs to me with thinking of St. John's is this one from Hebrews. "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, "For thereby some have entertained angels unawares." And I think back to the first time Barbara and I came to St. John's. We had moved from Amsterdam. We'd been in Larchmont for just a week, and we thought, well, let's try going to church. So we opened the phone book and saw that St. John's was, yeah, the first church, the Episcopal church we noticed, and so we came. It's a beautiful fall day, just like this, and as we approached the church, a stranger to us just strode down and said, well, hello, and welcomed us. We just felt so good. We liked the service, and at the coffee hour, people came up and introduced themselves. We never went church shopping anymore. We just came back the next week, and we've been coming back ever since. And, you know, when it says, some have entertained angels unaware, well, that sounds maybe a little bit pompous. What, humans as angels? And yet, what do angels do? Angels minister to other people. And I was reminded of this numerous times also through another ministry, which St. John's has been involved in for many years, which is the Midnight Run, known to many of you. For those of you who don't know it, the Midnight Run is an organization. Westchester churches, synagogues, mosques are all involved in different ways, and a congregation will gather food, clothing, and plan a trip coordinated out of a central office to New York, and will have five or six stops to visit the most destitute of New York's homeless people who live on the streets, those not in shelters. And these runs happen in the middle of the night. The whole St. John's community comes together in preparing food, organizing the clothing, planning the driving. It's quite an operation, and we do it two or three times a year. I was a little nervous the first time I was involved in it. Sort of, you know, it's a little bit unnerving to go into Manhattan after midnight into some sketchy areas. And what really struck me right away when we were there is that part of the Midnight Run mission is not just to deliver food and clothing and get out of there. It's to be present and to meet the people and just to see what happens. And so, like always happens on the Midnight Run, conversations take place, and it is truly humbling to recognize with these homeless people, they are exactly like us. You see yourself there, and it's a great blessing to be involved in such a thing. And here again, it's an example where we, like angels, minister to us. We minister to the homeless. The homeless are ministering to us as well. And it's these kinds of experiences that make St. John's different, make Christianity different, because we are trying to live Christ's mission. I would like to mention a personal recollection of ministering here, which happened about 7 years ago, I think. It was the week before Easter, and I was doing my morning little exercise routine, which for me was riding my bike over to the Leather Stocking Trail, taking a little jog and riding back. It was a beautiful morning, and the last thing I remember is that the front tire of my bike just seemed a little unstable. Well, the next thing that I knew, I was in an ambulance being taken off to the Valhalla trauma unit. What had happened was, there must have been a little pine cone on the street, and my bike tire hit it and must have gone horizontal, and I went over the handlebars and landed right here on my head. Had I not been wearing a helmet, I would not be here now, obviously. But it was a really, you know, bad thing. You know, this whole half of my face was fractured, and I had to spend a couple of weeks just at home, quietly in the dark. You know, not looking at TV or reading or anything, just resting. A week after this accident, I did feel thankful. I was definitely thankful to be alive, and so I wanted to go to Easter service, and so Barbara and I. Came and we sat in the back of the church. We usually sort of sit more towards the front, but we sat in the back because I really was quite a sight. I mean, I looked like a spoiled Easter egg. It was fairly gruesome. And, well, the number of parishioners who came up afterwards and, you know, wished us well, was very touching. And I remember there was a certain member of St. John's that I was didn't know particularly well, who came and offered a kind word. And the next day, around dinner time, this person, unasked for and unannounced, just appeared with a beautiful dinner, a half of a salmon, fruits, vegetables, you know, just to bring over. And what many of us know is that within St. John's, the pastoral care, caring for one another, is happening all the time, and crucially, it is happening in secret. It's, we don't know, and we are following Christ's instructions. This is from Matthew. He says, "But when you give to those in need, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then God, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Now, comes back to stewardship, and as we all think about what St. John's means to us and what we can give to St. John's, what we can give to further Christ's mission, that we have the privilege to be part of this community, we all have an opportunity, once again, in secret, to think. You all received your pledge card here, and you can fill it out at home. No one will see you. And place it in the mail. And as you do fill it out, I would just encourage you to think about the blessings, the experiences, the community that we are here, and to give what seems appropriate for continuing and expanding on our mission. So on the theme of thankfulness, Reverend Alyssa is now going to speak to us, and thanks for your attention.